We are one winter away from breaking down. That's how one hospital consultant described the current state of the health service. Hundreds are in emergency departments without a bed. Nearly 500,000 people are waiting for an appointment. They're on a waiting list. Hundreds of nurses are unable to register to work, and there's a consultant shortage as well. The Emergency Department Task Force Implementation Group will meet in the next 15 minutes or so to discuss the situation in hospitals across the country. We did ask for an interview with the Health Minister Leo Varadkar this morning to discuss the state of the health service, but he wasn't available. On the line from Sligo General Hospital now is Fergal Hickey. He's emergency medicine consultant and he's a spokesman too for the Irish Association for Emergency Medicine. Mr. Hickey, good morning.
Good morning, Audrey.
Do you agree with that view that the system is one winter away from complete breakdown?
Well, I think it's breaking down even as we speak. If you look at the emergency department crowding statistics, these are getting worse month on month when you compare them with last year. So although there have been claims of improvement, the reality on the ground is the situation is getting worse. And if it's getting worse in July, August, and so far in September, it's looking particularly bleak, then you can imagine what it's going to be like during the winter. So I think many of the scenarios you describe is going to happen during the winter are already happening.
The department sent us through some information as to what they have done, and I put it to you to get a response. In relation to the delayed discharges, the reason we're told is the backlog for a lot of these problems. They say they have put in over nearly 100 million euros so far. Delayed discharges have fallen by 300 in the last year. They've also provided 1,500 transitional care beds to 37 acute hospitals and 150 almost public beds, additional public beds. Is none of that making an impact?
Well, it is making an impact, and the situation would be hugely worse if it hadn't happened. Remember, some of these scenarios were allowed to happen by ignoring the problem for a long time. So the delayed discharges were allowed to get to over 800. Yes, they've come down substantially, but at the same time, the number of patients attending emergency departments is going up. The number of patients who require admission, which is the most important group within this, that is also going up, and they have far more complex medical problems. At the same time, you have the Department of Health threatening to fine hospitals who fail to meet scheduled care targets. So what they're saying is that elective surgery, elective activity, is sufficiently important enough that they will fine hospitals who don't meet targets at the same time that they're expecting unscheduled care, which is the emergency workload, to be dealt with. And our problem at the end of the day is we don't have enough capacity to do both.
So you don't agree with the proposal to fine hospitals who don't meet their waiting times targets?
Well, I think it's crazy. I think the only way that that can work is by hospitals deciding to reconfigure beds from being beds that can take acute emergencies to beds used for elective activity. And if that happens, more patients will wait on trolleys for longer and more patients will die. The simple reality is that you're much more likely to die as a result of an emergency presentation than you would if you were on a waiting list for planned elective surgery. I'm not talking about cancer surgery, I'm talking about planned elective surgery. Now, I'm not saying that elective surgery isn't important. It is. But we need to face up to the problem that we do not have enough capacity in the system, either beds, staff, or money, to do what the government wants done simultaneously.
Well, they say it's a carrot and stick approach, that as well as fining, they will also release 25 million euro into the system.
Well, if they want to adopt a carrot and stick approach, then why haven't they used that for unscheduled care as well? They've effectively allowed this problem to get worse. They've talked about it, they've made lots of promises, they've made lots of claims of improvement, but the problem is getting worse. And yet, on the scheduled care side, they bring in this carrot and stick approach. So there is a problem insofar as that they don't seem to recognise the importance of unscheduled care and the risks for patients. And these are, you know, my parents' generation, by and large, who end up on trolleys. They do very badly if they remain on trolleys, and we know they die as a result. And now I would have said that that was something that required a much more aggressive response than the one we've seen so far.
Thank you very much indeed, Fergal Hickey, emergency medicine consultant at Sligo General Hospital. He's also spokesman for the Irish Association for Emergency Medicine.